There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Well, welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm very excited today because I'm joined by a very lovely guest. It's America's favorite player from season 16, Donnie. I'm so excited. Donnie Thompson's here. Hi, Donnie.
Hey there. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. Yeah, absolutely. I enjoyed watching Devin's interview so much. It made me excited to do this. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you watched it because I think, if I recall, he brought you up and I was like, oh, I hope Donnie watches this.
Yeah. Okay. It explained a lot.
It did, right? Like, he was great. I thought he opened up and it was really fun interview. But Donnie, like 11 years, I think, from your season, give us the life update. What's been going on with Donnie? Are you still a groundskeeper? Are you still in North Carolina?
All right. I was afraid on the season that I would not get my job back as a groundskeeper. And even after 5 million votes, I did not get my job back. So they actually done me a favor. I was it was with the state of North Carolina. So I got another job with the state of North Carolina at a college in my hometown, Stanley Community College. Worked there for 7 years. Went to Human Resources just to see when I could retire way down the road. They said with the state of North Carolina, you only need to be 50 years old and have 20 years. I said, I'll see ya. So I am retired.
And
I've had a couple
jealous.
I had a couple part-time jobs since then, but I went on a diet at the beginning of the year, lost a lot of weight, got back in shape, quit my part-time jobs. I helped my mama. She's 84, and I helped my brother Tommy, and they helped me a lot. I'm at my brother's house right now. It's a pretty house.
And he helped us set up the audio, so thank you, Tommy.
He's got the brains. Yeah. So I didn't get my job back. The girlfriend I had at the time, it didn't last. You get caught up in this thing. You watch these people on live feeds, and of course, I said wonderful things about her because she had a lot of wonderful qualities. So she brought a wedding dress to the finale. She was my plus one, so she brought a wedding dress to the finale and was going to get married in Las Vegas. And I know people has probably told you about what it does to our brains to be on the show. My brain was all messed up. And so when she told me that, that really messed me up even more. So I had to go back in big brother mode to get out of it. So, I pulled the whole, my sister's been married 4 times. I've never been married. Don't you think my poor old parents would want to see their baby get married? So that bought me some time to get back to North Carolina. And then I just waited it out. And so she said, we'll get married or you'll buy me a house. And that kind of worked out good, too, because she found a house. We went to the bank. I wrote it out. They said, where do you work? I said, I'm unemployed. And so, she just kind of dissolved out. So that, and I've been watching reality.
Things work
TV
out
shows.
As they should, Donnie.
Absolutely.
I feel like they,
it worked out just perfect. Everything's been good. I still watch a lot of TV. I've picked up a lot of reality shows. I watch, I got addicted to Bravo. So some Housewives.
Yes.
Below Deck. I watch a lot of TV.
I love Below Deck. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's addicting.
It is.
Still watching Big Brother?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've been a fan since day one. I've watched every season. I never watched live feeds before my show, but I have tried it since. Boringest mess I ever seen in my life.
I can see
how people would do it. Like, I was watching somebody eat spaghetti one time and I had to go to the bathroom and I was like, well, I'll wait. And I'm thinking, this is so stupid. I am watching somebody eat spaghetti and I'm not going to the bathroom. So I really don't watch live feed, but I follow some people on Twitter. I've got a browser with jokers on there, so I know what's going on at any given time. I went to church this morning. This one lady says, "Who do you think will win head of household?" I said, "You don't know."
Oh, okay. She was okay with the spoiler. Some people.
Yeah, I asked her if I could tell. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of exciting for, you know, what few people like that go to church and watch it. You know, I can't even imagine saying you go to church with like Rachel Riley. So, you know, for them, you know, they go to church with Donnie Thompson. So they figure I have some kind of inside scoop, but it's, you know, it's just what most fans know all this stuff as.
Yeah.
Even before I was on Big Brother, I always knew like what was going on, even because we go to Jokers and stuff.
Yeah, Jokers. Yeah, yeah. I do the same. Some, you know, sometimes the feeds are boring. I get it. I don't have time to sit there and watch like people eating cereal all the time either.
There's too much good TV, too much below deck and stuff like that.
There is. There's a lot of good TV. But yeah, Donnie, I was going to ask about that in terms of like fan interactions. Obviously, you're someone that looks pretty much the same as you did back then. So does that still happen? I mean, you're in North Carolina. I'm assuming most people in your world know that you were on Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah. I am a small town. You know, of course, right after the season, like when my girlfriend came out there, she was going to get married in Las Vegas. So in Los Angeles, if we walked around, there's so much no one recognizes. But as soon as we got to Las Vegas, you got the blue-collar people, all the it was so weird to be walking and somebody say, "Hey, Donnie," and you turn for the first time in 42 years and it's a stranger. And it was weird. It was really weird. And it was just constantly. And then you get back home and what few people, you know, they'll talk to you about it. And then every year they want you, "Can you come over and watch an episode of Big Brother with me?" So I got that for so many and still do. But then I have to explain, you know, so many people want me to do this. And don't you think I want to sit at home and watch my favorite show by myself so I can get something out of it? So,
yeah.
And people still want stuff all the time. "Well, Donnie, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you come to my kids?" I do all I can, but I still have to cull back a little bit because it's a lot.
No, yeah, you still have to live your life.
And just the other day, this lady came up to me and she says, "Donnie, I got a picture with you 3 years ago." And I said, she said, "Do you remember?" I'm like, "Of course not."
Yeah.
But she showed me. She said, "See?" I said, that ain't me.
But I don't remember what happened last week.
Of course. So I do get recognized, but not as often. And like if I'm in a convenience store, there's so many people where I'm from that look like me, wears the cap, has the beard. So that gets diluted. But then let me open my mouth and they'll say, "Yep, that's you from Big Brother." Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I'm curious, Donnie, getting into Big Brother, like I know you were a big fan. I don't know if I know your casting story. You applied or?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girlfriend, she watched two seasons with me. And at the end, when Julie Chen says, she looks at the camera and says, "America, take out your video cameras and send in." So the girlfriend said, "Let's send in a video." And I didn't have a big beard. Since I worked outside, I had a little goatee in the summer. And I would grow like a half-inch beard to block the wind off of me in the winter. So it was in November. And she said, "Let's make a video." So I thought, well, I'm going to sit on the toilet and do it because they're going to get thousands of videos. So especially like if they're real pretty or have a stereotype, but if they just see a plain guy in his 40s, they're not going to pay attention. But if they see, "Is he sitting on the toilet? Hey, look at this guy sitting on the toilet." It might get some attention. So I guess it did. Yeah. So that was in November she made the video. She kind of broke up with me right after that. She was from Ohio and she didn't like long beards. So I let it grow all winter. And then it was like March. I had on my phone, it said Northern Los Angeles. And I thought it was like a telemarketer because I had forgot all about it. So I like to do the accent even worse when telemarketer. So I said, "Hello." And they said, "You know, we're from Big Brother." I was like, "Uh-uh." And then I was like, "Wait a minute, maybe it is." So I had to tell him, you know, "I don't look like I did in the video. I've got a long beard." And so it was with Jesse. And he said, "Don't shave the beard. I want them to look at you. Can we fly you out?" They flew us out. And this is a good story. This is a good story.
Yeah.
There was 2 weeks of casting. There was I was with the first week. And then process elimination. I'll tell you who's in the second week. But the first week, listen to this. I seen five of us. We couldn't talk or nothing, but we could see each other in the hotel. And then at the very end, when we had the final interview, we were all in like this, looked like an airplane hangar, but we was at our own tables. It was me, America's favorite house guest, Frankie, Ariana Grande's brother, Victoria, third place, Cody, second place, and Derek, the winner.
No way.
All really? Five. And Austin from season 17.
Oh, okay. Was he the alternate maybe? Or he was
no,
just
he was cast. Hayden was the alternate.
You're right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so weird.
So what if Austin, big Austin, was on the same season as Devin? Would that not be a dynamic?
Yeah, that would have been, would he have been part of the bomb squad? I don't know.
Well, everybody else was.
Everybody else was. Interesting. Okay. I read on your, is this true? On your BB Wiki, it says you were never on a plane before the show. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When they flew me for the casting, that was the first time. And so Robin Cass was, I was like, what do I talk to these people about? So we had three different interviews. And I guess they were calling people out. She said, I had told her the story about the airplane. And she said, you know, tell me about the airplane, right? This old lady, I was scared to death. This old lady said, hold my hand and we'll close our eyes when it takes off. And so we started doing that. And so I looked out the window and I was like looking at that line and I was like, then I looked at the lady, I was like, you're missing this. This is the best part. So I actually liked flying.
Yeah, and now me too.
I've been on like 68 flights. So it's
wow. Fun. Okay. All right. Yeah. So obviously you were a fan of the show. You get cast. Did you have like this grand strategy in your brain or you're like, let me just get in there and see what's what and figure it out?
No strategy whatsoever. I just knew how it goes. I just know that, you're going to have, over half your house is going to be in the low to mid 20s. You're going to have an older person. Looked around. I am the older person. I figured I would be. I figured I would be the first target because, you know, back then, your first target wasn't game related because we had 2 weeks before like an eviction. So it was more like, who don't you, you don't shake the waters. You just use an excuse. You know, we haven't talked as much. I didn't have nothing to say. I never been to college. I didn't listen to that type of, you know, if they didn't listen to Bon Jovi, I don't know what they listened to. So, so I figured.
They were young. Your cat was young.
They were real. You know, Hayden had just turned 21. Nicole was 21 or 22. Victoria was 21 or 22. They were really young.
Yeah.
Jocasta was 34. She was the next oldest.
When I think about you and Jocasta being the oldest people, and I'm pushing 40 myself, I'm like, what? This is old?
Yeah. But I will tell you, and a lot of people will talk crap about season 16, but those people that like that gameplay and all this strategy and crap, you know, it was steamrolled. But if you look at it for entertainment and characters, we had some great, great characters. Yep. Every one of them was memorable. You think about season 23, season 24. Can I name everybody in the house? Absolutely not. But I bet a lot of people can name most people that was in our house because they were bold characters.
Yep, I agree with that. I defend season 16 all the time because I just remember watching in real time and how fun it was. And yes, maybe it's boring on a rewatch because it's steamroll. I don't know. But the amount of characters in that house, some of the best casting.
Even the first boot, Joy with the blue hair, you know, she was the first person to be a Team America. And
oh my God, I forgot.
And she dressed up like that guy, Alex, and she throwed the weights and... that was
ridiculous,
good TV.
But hilarious.
The first evicted person, and then Pow Pow was the second. Every character was pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I'm actually. I reached out to Pow Pow. I'm like, Pow Pow, come on the podcast. Where have you been?
Yeah, I had talked to her like a couple years after. Seemed like she got into bodybuilding or something. Oh. I think she maybe got married, had some kids, but I hadn't. I have texted with Hayden. Hayden did get married recently.
I've
texted him, and the person that I have seen the most is Christine.
Oh, really? Where is she living?
She lives in Arizona. I hadn't heard from her in years, but like right after the show, we all done like charity events, and I've seen her like 3 times, and that was more than anybody else.
I've actually been texting her too. I'm like, Christine, come on, because she's on TikTok, and you know, on these videos and saying some, you know,
she would be a good one. I would love to know like her story behind this, like with Devin's. You know, I would like to know her mindset and stuff, because
she also got a rough edit, and
she did. But it was like it's kind of like, you know, if you're the only girl with all these guys, can't you see what's ahead? And I remember there was one time I didn't talk game to her, and we just happened to both be up, and there was the memory wall, and so we was playing Jenga, and I was like, I'm going to give it to her. So I told her exactly what was going on, exactly how it was shaken down, how she thinks she's with Cody, who Cody is 100% with. I felt good about it, and then I went to, like, just lay in the bed. It's so awful in that house. And then I got up, and everybody was gone. She went and woke everybody up, took them to the HOH room, told them everything I said. And I thought for a second, and I was like, well, you know what? They are going to get me. They're going to eventually get me. But when they do, they're going to know I know exactly what's going on. So I was happy I'd done it.
I mean, that's what I was going to bring up. I mean, Donnie, you were basically a target on and off the entire season. I mean, they thought you were ex-military. He's a genius. He's doing, you know.
Harvard professor. I said the word photosynthesis. They thought I was a botanist.
And then, and then you're pulling out, you know, you won a good amount of competitions, too.
I won 6 competitions, yeah. See.
Yeah, so.
Against people half my age. There was 2 professional athletes. They all had went to college. I never went to college. But.
I mean, why do you think it was that they just couldn't get you out? Like, they just were really on you. It's got to be Donnie. We don't trust him. And then you got Devin coming around, obviously feeling bad about it. It was just a lot going on there.
It was a lot. It was a lot of emotions, but thank God, you know, I had a lot of emotions, but thank God there was a lot of other people that got in their emotions too. Here, I think I was the first target, and it was because of non-gameplay. This guy doesn't fit in. It'll be an easy out. Let's do it. I won my little splitters veto, and then my likability kicked in. So where I was on the block, I think 8 times, I don't think half the time that I was the target. They used my likability to send someone 100% home. Hey, if you're sitting on the block on Thursday next to Donnie, you're going home. So then, you know, 2/3 of the game passes, and then that likability is in their brain. It's like, this guy is so likable. You know, if he sits, you know, I never thought I could win. It messes with your brain so much. All you've got to do is think, especially if you're on the block 8 times. They shun you. They don't hang out with you. So I had a lot of time to think. All right, after Nicole was gone, before she came back, I won that battle of the block in the black box. They had to get rid of their own. So they were getting rid of Zach. So for 1 second, I was like, okay, this large alliance is getting rid of someone in their own alliance. They'll break up and they'll use me as a vote. So I'm like, this is a path for me to go further. But then Nicole comes back. Boom, there goes that.
Yeah. So I know. It's there's so many things. Well, I do want to ask just briefly about the bomb squad, because obviously very dramatic sort of storyline. I know you weren't in it, but like living it in real time, and you know, you're watching everybody blow up and you're like, I'm just enjoying it. Like, was it that dramatic and that be, I guess, in real time?
Yeah, it was it was great TV. Devin felt so bad that he come and woke me up. He woke me up a bunch, but he woke me up one time and said, I'm having a house meeting. Please come to it. I said, no. You know, if you're going to have a house meeting about me, I'm not. So I laid in the bed in the dark listening to it, because I was like, when you go down the hall, that open room, you know, and don't have a door on it. So I was listening to it. And every time he would say something, I would like look at the camera and like, because he was saying things, and it meant more that I wasn't there. And I kind of done that for strategy too. I figured it pulled on their heartstrings, and he cried, and Zach done what he done. So God, it was just amazing. And see, a lot of that stuff I didn't know until I went back and watched some of that, you know, how Zach was, but it was great. It was great.
Thing though, you did have good relationships with a lot of people, maybe one-on-one, like Zach was in a different alliance, but you would have a relationship with him, Nicole, like you made, and like where you could, I feel like you made alliances. It just, yeah it was like never a big alliance that you had.
Yeah. Zingbot said that my social game was Suck Dynasty. Zingbot said my social game was Suck Dynasty, kind of like Duck Dynasty. But, you know, it was not bad because I knew the likability. They all liked me. So, you know, I knew Nicole, me, Nicole, and Hayden would hang out in the house. The pool table, me, Hayden, Cody. Even though I knew what was going on, I was like, if I befriend him, like, Cody told me he was not going to nominate me this one time that he did, because if you can read into the diary rooms, you know, like here I am, I got up early because I went to bed early. I was sitting in there all by myself. They called me to the diary room on a Monday morning before the veto. I wasn't on the block. Someone had won the veto. They asked me, hey, Donnie, do you think, are you scared you might be nominated? Because they want me to say, of course not. Cody's my friend. He'll never nominate. Then they'll cut it to where he's in. Sorry, Don, sit on the block. Yeah. You know, they love that. So when I was sitting in there Monday morning, that got me to thinking, wait a minute, they just asked me if I was like, uh-oh. So I went up and talked to Cody, unlike normal. And he was like, yeah, Don, they want me to put they. So
is that when you turned the lights on him?
I think I did. It was up in the day, but I did go in on him. And I jerked at his heartstrings because I got his pictures of his family. And I was like, you know, look, do you think? And he was like, I'm not nominated. I am not. I don't care what they say. Everything was confirming me about the larger alliance by him saying he was blaming it on they. So, but you know, what can one person do? You can't do it. I could. There were so many recruits, like they just happened to get the Big Brother fans in the bomb squad. It left me with a bunch of recruits. So you can't go tell the Pow Pals and the Britneys and all this what's going on. Because, you know, Britney was on the block the first week too. And I said, can I talk to you? And she said, I don't want to talk. And I'm like, okay. I know what's going on, you know. But, you know, what could we do? They had the majority of the house was in their alliance.
Yeah. That's the thing, Donnie. You were playing, I knew this, you were picking up on the metagame of it. You know, you're picked for Team America. You know that means, okay, America must like me. That's information I'm getting from the outside. Why are they picking me with Frankie and Derek? Like, did you have those conversations in your head?
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
You know, even before I knew Ariana Grande's brother, me and Frankie, the first two or three weeks, we lived in the diary room. So I'm like, you know, I'm making a lot of TV. I'm making a lot of TV, and Frankie's making a lot of TV. So I'm like, this is understandable. Derek said we didn't know behind the scenes of the Derek thing. So I was like, you know, come to find out, of course, I understand completely. But while you're in the house, he wasn't getting as many diary rooms in the beginning. I was like, you know, I didn't understand that. When we finally seen who we were, you know, I was like, I wonder why. But, and then they would always say, oh, it's us three. We're going to stay in contact. But they never contacted me.
Yeah, I know, you know, you guys had to do that mission where you had to make up your own mission and like pick some stupid thing. And it was very obvious to you, like, okay, they're not saving me. They're not on my side. Yeah. You were hurt by that, I know. when you left.
They did. They had some extra insight. It was like the last week I was there. It was the last day I was there about apple pie. You remember something about Julie Chen saying, you know, because he'd done the little skit, and instead of saying to me, they'd done the skit, and she said with an overwhelming no. So them two knew that, you know, America didn't like that. But of course, it's a game. It's not an America game. It's a personal game. So no hard feelings. But they did get a little insight about that.
Yeah, I'm going back and I'm watching clips, and I think I've talked to Derek about this even. Like, you were probably the only person, maybe Nicole a little bit too, who were on to Derek. I think it was interesting when you see you guys sitting there together. It was a lot of silence, a lot of like, I know your game, you know mine kind of thing. Is that sort of how you felt in the moment? Because that's how I felt like watching it.
Yeah. Like, I could actually be myself around Zach. I could actually be myself around Hayden. It was hard to be myself, even Cody, everybody. The only person I couldn't be myself was the two people that America had put me with. Mm. Frankie didn't have to talk as much. He was entertaining, and you know, he was trying to fill the airwaves, so there wasn't much talking to him anyway. But with Derek, it was harder to have a sincere talk with him, because I knew he was sizing me up with everything, and you know, he was holding everything close to him, and so it was difficult. And he didn't let me know until my final week, when they hemmed me up and there was no save me. He let me know. So
I just thought it was interesting. It's like, you know, people like to say Derek didn't have a lot of adversity, which maybe that's true. But like, I do think you gave him a little bit of a run for his money in those conversations, because it was fun seeing him navigate around, like when he was talking to you.
He had so much arsenal. I mean, as far as these competition, I mean, any physicality, Caleb and Cody, you know, where I did win a lot, but, you know, I'm not dumb. They throwed a lot. You know what I'm saying? Cody and them probably threw a lot earlier on because he didn't want to look like a threat. So you say, if I was on the block, did I have a good chance of 1 out of 6 winning the veto? No, probably 1 out of 3, because 3 of them was probably throwing it anyway. You see what I'm saying? So it was very fortunate that I did win the 6. It looks good, but I know I didn't physically beat all those younger people. A lot of them did not want to look like threats, and it paid off for them.
Donnie, it still counts.
Yeah, I know. Hey, the rolling dice that took Devin out, that was amazing. Like, I sat there, they had some cards in front of us because it was like a casino, and me and Derek, we were sitting on stage, we took some cards and was like moving them, and they told us we couldn't do that. So I literally just sat there and stared. So there was 5 options, because it was already pointed up on like 1. So from 2 to 6, I had figured out 3, 4, and 5. I had that in my head. Oh, God, that's going to make good TV if I get in there with 2, with 3, 4, and 5. But the 2 times I went in there, it was 2 and 6. So I had to figure it out while I was in there.
Of course. Am I wrong? Good. Did Christine throw the one when you were in the dark? Didn't they throw that so you couldn't win?
I thought it was coming like that morning. They probably caught a tear coming down the cheek. They called me to the diary room. What's up, Donnie? I was like, she's going to throw it. It's going to be 1 against 3. No way I can win. They said, come on, Donnie. There's a way you could win. Come on, don't do that. They pumped me up. I went and got the broom. I started sweeping. I got thinking, maybe I can win. Maybe I can win. She told me I am not going to throw it. And then, you know, while we was in the thick of it, I don't think this made the TV show. We could only take 1 bone at a time. So I found a bone in the process of going back. I found another bone. So I couldn't take both of them. So as I was going, I bumped into her, and I felt that it was a girl's arm. So I grabbed her by the arm and I took her back to the last bone. And I heard production say, "You can't do that, Christine. Caleb, drop it." Oh my God, it broke my heart. I was like, oh my God, it's me against 3. It's dark as a dungeon. But I only needed 1 more, because that was my like 4 out of 5. And so I went back, and thank God, I think they had got a wrong bone, because there was 2 different size bones. And I never got a Rumble. Every time I took that. So, when I beat him, I just fell to the ground. And it's like, And when I came out of that box to see Frankie's face, it was one. That was the week they had to get rid of one of their own.
Yep. I remember that so vividly. What else? So I wanted to ask about, obviously, Derek goes on to win, but you and DaCosta were the votes for Cody. You had, a pretty... Cody put you up, twice, didn't he? I'm trying to remember.
I can't. I know of one time. Oh, yeah, of course, I went out on Cody's head of household,
Yeah. So I guess at the end, what were you... Why vote for Cody over Derek?
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Well, I got it a lot. I got it right after I got back. I never had, I was on Twitter. You think I got bashed by somebody? They're so mean. It was all 100% praise.
Oh, good. One
10,000 would say, "Why did you vote? Why didn't you vote for Derek? Were you bitter?" Looking back, I'll throw a little bitterness in there, but the reason I did. Is when I was on that stage and I had those keys in my hand, I had two keys in a bag and I had Cody's out. I asked the question. It was my turn to ask the question. I said, "Cody, why do you think you deserve to win over Derek?" He gave the answer and he said that he'd done all the hanging around the pool table with us, got all the information and he gave it to Derek. So I was like, okay, he's given more of He gave the information to Derek, so Derek was the head of the snake. So I got Derek's key out. Julie Chen, I don't know if it went for commercial, probably did. She, hesitated a little bit. I got to thinking about that thing. I thought, this is a one-day thing, but I got to live with this the rest of my life. And I remember I got out of the pool one day on a Sunday morning, and I laid on that little bed thing in the backyard in the sun, and he came and sat beside of me, Cody did, and he would call me Don, and he would say, "Yes, sir." One of the most, he was raised really well.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Really great guy. And that day I said, you play it in stages. You don't want to be the first one to go home. You want to make it to jury. Let's not talk about that this season.
But yeah.
And then you want to make it to the end. And so I told him, if I make it to jury and you make it to the end, I will vote for you. And then let's fast forward, till I got back home, I asked my brother, it weighed hit me. I said, "Do you know why I voted for Cody?" He said, "Absolutely. You told him you would." So that's I thought about it. I had to live with my vote. Did I know Derek would win? Absolutely, because I was in the jury with these people. We weren't supposed to talk about it, but look who they put in the jury, us. So we're going to sneak around and talk.
Yeah.
So I knew Derek would win, but I told Cody that I'd vote for him, and I did. And and I can live with it.
That's fair. Listen,
Derek played the best game. Derek won. He deserved the win, and I done what I said I was going to do.
Yeah, listen, I think whoever you vote for that's just how it plays out. Jury management is a thing. You seem to have a better relationship with Cody over Derek. There's so many factors I think people are very judgmental about, but you don't know until you're in that situation. So.
And I probably didn't want to admit it right afterward. Was I bitter? But now looking back, there was probably more than one factor. I was probably a little bitter. Sure. Hey, America chose us to work together and we didn't work together. And, I went out eighth place. People say, "Hey, well, what'd you come in?" I like to say I was 70 days out of 97. That sounds a lot better than eighth place. If America was paying us $5,000 a pop, I think they could have kept me around a couple more. They could have got me out anytime.
It's
but,
true.
I could understand their mentality. I had won those vetoes, and it's like, while we got them, while we hemmed them up, we better get them out now, and I understand that too, but I still think from the standpoint that we were getting paid money to work together, but then they went on and paid them, so, they didn't lose nothing.
So when you go home and you watch the season, I'm assuming, did you watch it right away, or did you wait?
No, not right away, because it messes with your brain. For me, I don't know. Somebody should study it. Some Duke University should study what it does to people's brains, because I think it's probably like going to prison. It's probably like going off to war without the war stuff, just being away from your family and stuff. It really messes with your brain. Coming back, I can't explain it. Like, if someone would come bombard me with questions, I would like feel my heart beating in my head right here, and it would feel like a panic. So that's probably that PTSD or something. And then for several years, I'm such a happy guy, I would have an overwhelming like sadness about me. And I'm like, there's no reason for me to be. I think there's a little bit of that, but you know, of course now I'm completely over with it, but it really messes with you, yeah. Especially people that's been on the block and shunned. You're away from your family. You sit in that house and people don't realize, well, it's just a week. Oh my God. It's just hours and seconds and minutes. It's so long. It is so long.
Yep. That's a part of the game. That's just never, you can never convey that on television. And this is, I say this a million times, everyone's probably sick of hearing it, but it's like, that's why I give grace to people, because listen, it's not an easy experience and you come out and it's like, yeah, I don't know.
You don't necessarily, it might not be who real people is, because it kind of brings things out of people.
Out of you. Yeah.
Because there was a time that they had us locked in the head of household room, and I was sitting there looking at like what was going on. And I was like, is this really going on, or is my brain playing tricks on me? And I was like, this is really going on. But it was just weird. It makes people do weird things. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it's totally normal to sort of step back. I probably wouldn't want to watch myself. And I've heard this story so many times, even with actors where they were on a show for so long and they had like this crazy experience and then they don't want anything to do with the show anymore. They leave it. They're like, I don't want to talk about that show that made me famous. I feel like it's similar sometimes with this. It's like, I want to distance myself. And then years later you come back and you appreciate it in a different way. And you can kind of like, you've healed from whatever it was, but yeah, like I'm happy to hear that you're positive about it again.
Yeah. I did watch, you know, it was probably 4 or 5 months later, I started watching it. And, at that point, it was more like I was a character. Kind of seemed like it wasn't me. And then I think I've watched it one other time, watched it twice. And then that last time, it was just a hoot. You know, you just sit back and watch it like his normal big brother, because you see things that you didn't see before in other bedrooms and other rooms. And it's just so entertaining. Really good.
I mean, you were in there 70 days. Did you find yourself reminding yourself, I'm on TV, like I'm going to hold back a little bit? Or were you just like fully yourself? I'm always curious with people of like, I mean, some people you can tell there's no filter there. But like, did you have that filter in your brain since you're such a fan?
I would think so. Yeah, I think in the beginning, I was more reserved, knowing because I was a fan. And say, yes. People always wonder, like, you know, why do they recruit? If they didn't recruit, it wouldn't be entertaining. You take 16 true fans, they know it's a marathon, not a sprint. They'll get in there, no one to do a whole lot of talking to start with. It would be boring. You have to have those recruits that go balls to the wall, that gives you that entertainment. So I did, you know, did I have to watch what I say? No, I was being me, but I still was, you know, more careful. Because I knew that they'd play the telephone and tell it, you know, like I'd like to tell Brittany, you know, like what was going on, but I knew she would run back and tell them. And I didn't want to make myself a bigger target. So I just had to keep it to myself.
Yep. Speaking of, who from your cast, I guess, well, one, who are you closest to in the house? And then now, who do you, I guess Christina is the one you speak to the most these days?
Well, that's the one I've seen the most, but I haven't seen her. Yeah, that's the one I've seen. I would say in the house, it was definitely Hayden. Definitely Hayden. In the jury house, it was 100% Zach, because, see, Hayden had Nicole, and they spent a lot of time together. And then me and Jocasta spent a lot of time alone, and me and Zach hung out. We lifted weights and went for walks and played in the pool, and we spent all day. Like, you ready to eat some ice cream? Yeah. It was me and Zach. And, and then since then, you know, I've seen Zach maybe once at a charity event. I think I talked to him, you know, once back then. But like I say, recently I talked to Hayden. Derek wrote a book, and he was in Charlotte to sign it, and I snuck up on him. I just was in the crowd, and so I seen him. But that's probably been 5 or 6 years ago now. So I did see Derek, and let's see. I don't reckon I talked to nobody else. No, I don't even see. I don't even see people from my cast besides like Frankie occasionally post on Twitter, and Derek maybe for his
stuff. Yeah. So yeah, some of your cast I haven't really caught up with either. They're not like big on social media, some of them. So makes sense. I do want to ask you about a couple of the people from your cast. They've come back. Like when Nicole came back and won, and then, you know, she recently won Reindeer Games. Like, what did you watch? Were you excited for her? Yeah. Like, what did you think?
I was very excited. Yeah. You know, like in the beginning, I thought, you know, they're going to be a target for returning players. But of course we see how it even goes this season. They're not a target, not all of them. So, you know, I didn't think she could like win, and then she got further and further and further. And then, I was happy she won. I actually went, her mama reached out and said they were going to Las Vegas. So I went to Las Vegas, but some reason, I think her brother might've got sick at the finale in Los Angeles. So they didn't make it to Vegas. So I didn't get to see her, but then I think I've done a podcast with her since then. But, I went to Vegas to congratulate Nicole for her win, but she wasn't there.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It was me, Parker, LaJuan, and Michelle from season 10. We had a big time.
Oh, wow. What a little group. I like it.
LaJuan is so much fun. You need to get him to do it.
You got to go watch
okay.
it.
Okay.
He's great. Love LaJuan.
He dressed me up. Like, we went to some place one night, and I never wear nothing fancy. I probably had camouflage breeches or overalls, and you had to have, like, you had to dress up to go. So I had all these bright plaid colors on. It was so good.
I remember in your intro package, you're like, these are my fancy jeans.
Yeah, I wore this to church this morning.
Yeah, why not? I mean, and then when you see like someone like Cody come back, and you obviously voted for him to win, he didn't win. He comes back, he plays a very dominant game, and wins. What were your thoughts, I guess, on BB22?
It's a little emotional for me there, because I can tell you this, they reached out to me for that season.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
I'm not surprised, Donnie.
Yeah. You know, because of COVID, I guess they couldn't do the whole normal thing. And since we were already in the system, they reached out. But my dad had cancer, and he did pass away. So of course I'm glad I didn't do it.
Of course.
But I couldn't do it. I was driving them to the doctors and stuff like that. But then, you know, as you watch it, you think, ooh, look. And, you know, I imagine I'm the older goofy guy. So look who the other older guy was. He made it to second place, right?
Oh, man. Who was it? Memphis?
Enzo.
Oh, Enzo. I'm like, wait, who's older in there? Like,
he's not old by no means, but he was older than most of them.
No, you're right, though.
I was like, you know, if it had worked out, you know, it might wouldn't have worked out like that, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm close to Cody. Hey, who knows?
Yep. No, it's got to be. I talked to a bunch of people about this who were like in the casting, and I asked them if they watched the season, because some people, if they get dropped from casting or something happens, they don't want it. They're just like, I don't want to see how it plays out. Were you eager to watch it, or were you like, eh?
No, for that, I was very eager. Yeah, okay. I was very eager. And like, when I was in the jury house, they was going to do The Amazing Race a couple season 26. They reached out. I had to go in the closet and talk on the phone, and they wanted me and my girlfriend Christine to do that couple season. It didn't work out. You know, she knew I wasn't getting my job back. She worked for Cabarrus County Schools too. She didn't want to lose her job. She had a son, so she declined it. So of course, I watched that season with a fine tooth comb, like, oh, I would have went. I could have went there. I could have done this. So you know, I definitely watched season 22 even more so because I was like, what if I would have been there? Could I have done good at this? You know,
yeah.
I do pretty good with alumni people. They usually like me anyway. Maybe they could have used me thinking I was decent in competitions. Maybe they would have used me thinking I have a little insight in things. So, you know, maybe I wouldn't have been the first person out.
No, I don't think so, Donnie. I don't think so.
I had two people from my season, two winners. Yeah.
I think you might have been okay.
There's been three winners from my season. They can talk junk about season 16 all they want to, but there's been three winners. A winner of the challenge with Amber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Too bad.
And you had a great relationship with Amber, didn't you, too, in there, if I recall?
Absolutely. She reminded me of back home because she was from Tennessee, and she had that cute little Southern accent. So, you know, we had a lot in common. She would cook, and I liked to eat. She would clean. I don't know why they voted her out. Boy, that shower was so nasty after they voted Amber out because she was such a good cleaner.
That's why I couldn't play Big Brother is because of the shower and the kitchen and the bathroom.
And the beds. You know, you get up from a bed later on in the day, someone's napping in your bed. It's like, what in the world is going on?
No. No outside clothes in my bed. I don't want any of that. Oh, God.
It's really weird. It's difficult. Everybody wants to do it. And of course, they would make, you know, people are very resilient. They would make it, but they don't realize what toll it takes and for what price you pay.
So when you're watching, like, these seasons after and, you know, someone's doing something stupid or getting, you know, hate on Twitter, like, do you empathize with the people in there more?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know, I do want great TV, even if it's at their expense. I want great TV. And see, I know they're recruited. They have no idea. A lot of them probably don't even know, you know, there is cameras in the house that we see. There's that's pretty much for production to keep up with us. That's not the angle you see on TV because you'd see that dirty floor. The TV, you're getting those through the mirrors right there. You're getting that right there. So, you know, these people that aren't fans don't even know, you know, what's going up about live feeds. You know, they probably think, well, I'm in here by myself. Of course I can change clothes. It ain't going to be on me by myself. And it may be on them by themselves. No.
Yeah. So many people fall for there's no cameras in the HOH room or what?
Yeah. Oh, there's none in the shower. Oh, I'll just go and change in the shower. Yeah, there's cameras in the shower. There is cameras in the bathroom. But we know now that we know that they don't look at them all the time because Victoria passed out in the bathroom.
Yep.
And they didn't know it. We've got to say, I'm like, where's Victoria?
No. That was scary.
No. She was cutting jaw teeth, I guess. She was dehydrated or something. We toted her to the diver room. She was gone for a while.
I forgot about that. Also, didn't Jocasta fall ill too? And then you won the veto?
It was so hot. I mean, it's hot here in North Carolina, but out there, it is humid here. But out there, you know, it can get during the day like 108. And then you don't get that breeze because the big walls. So in the backyard, you got this reflected from this AstroTurf. It's so hot. Then you have these harnesses on you and you're exerting. It's a lot because the ball one, you know, the one, the live episode where I won the veto by jumping in the balls, getting the ducks. I fell out. I was throwing the balls out of the pit because I thought the more balls I throw out, the less I'll have to go through. But then my dumbo self, when I jumped out, I twisted my ankle on a ball. So at the very end,
why they were carrying you.
Yeah, it was so difficult to breathe when you got your heart beating because it's just so hot. And then, you know, what do we do all week? We sit around and do nothing. And then we have to do these physical competitions. So it's a lot. So Tressa did fall out. It was because she was pulled up with a harness by Caleb, and he was probably just jerking her around. She dehydrated.
So many moments from your season.
But that was great TV. See, I won the veto then later on, and I saved her. And I knew, I was like, I put it around her neck. She started crying, and I was like, bing, great TV. Of course, they like fights. They like crying.
Yeah, you were basically like speaking as a fan in there for us. Like, wow, this is great. Look at this drama. And I'm like cracking up over here because I'm like, Donnie gets it. He knows you can good
read,
TV. You
can read into a lot. These recruits can't read into it. But like the first 2 weeks, if you're living, if you're freezing in the diary room, you know you're making TV.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because you're narrating something. You know, narrating something. Right. So if you're there was people from my season that never went to the diary room. You know, the first couple of weeks, you never seen Christine in the diary room. You never seen Victoria unless she had to take medicine. So you was knowing who was making the TV show and who wasn't making the TV show.
Was that talked about, or were you just processing yourself?
You're not allowed to talk about production.
Anyone else picked up on it?
Derek did. You know, Derek did. You know, Frankie did. Christine, Nicole, all the people that were, you know, fans of the show did. But I bet the Devons and the Pow Pals and the others had no clue, you know, well, Donnie's in the diary room. Well, I'm glad he's in there. But, you know, I knew I was making TV because I was living in there. I would go for 4 hours at a time.
Wow. And were you reading into their questions? Because I would be reading into everything.
Absolutely. It's especially that one where that Monday morning they asked me if I was afraid that Cody would nominate me. And I was like, of course not. He's my friend. He ain't going to nominate me. Why would he nominate me? And then I could just picture it. They're going to cut right there where I said, he's my friend. And then take a seat, Don. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. Damn. I would be reading into all of that.
But there's nothing, you can know all you can. It still doesn't help you. You can go in there with a template and it won't help you because you can't tell anybody because they'll run and tell on you.
Yeah. Especially in your position, I would have not said anything either.
You couldn't.
Well, Donnie, listen, I don't know if it's still the record, but most votes for an America's Favorite Player ever at that point, I think it was 5 million.
I don't think so, but of course now it's different. You know, I can vote your name. You know, I voted for people with Julie Chen before, so you can just make up an email and vote now. So.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that because I never vote.
Yeah, I vote legitimately, and then I started voting. I started putting other people's email. When I worked at the college, I was putting all the people in the directories email voting for people. And then I was like, wait a minute, I'll start making up stuff. And it took it. So everybody knows that. So there's no way it could be fair now because you can vote 10 times and you can vote with each day you can vote 10 times with one legitimate email. So now you can make up emails.
Why do they do that? I don't know why you need to vote 10 times. Like, just make it one. I don't know. I think they like that big number.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Where now you used to watch TV shows and they said the Nielsen ratings was this. Now they say in WrestleMania, the total engagements. So they like the little likes on Twitter and the likes.
Yep.
It's they count it all. And they basically have to because who watches Antenna TV anymore?
Exactly. But when you won, like, you know, you're on the stage, were you thinking, oh, I might have a shot at this?
In the jury house, me and Zach was saying, I figured one of them was got to be Zach. I was like, it's going to be Zach. And then I got to think, well, it's going to be Frankie and Zach. And then I was like, oh, Nicole was so likable too. So it was a throw up between us. And I thought we done thought we would be like second because Frankie, you know, they all knew who Ariana Grande was. And at the time, I didn't. You know, I woke up one morning because I slept early. He had told everybody. And he said, Donnie, I want to let you know my sister's Ariana Grande. And I said, I'm sure you love your sister because I love my sisters, but I don't know who she is. But I soon found out.
But that's not a bad assumption, right? Like, okay, famous, has a huge fan base. Probably going to.
And he was very entertaining and he was very good. In my mind, And I take competitions and entertainment purposes because I love to watch the show. Of course, Derek played the best game and Derek deserved the win. But Frankie was one of the best competitors because he had the brain, the body, the ability. He won a lot of competitions. And I bet in the beginning he was throwing a lot.
That's a good point. I haven't gone back and watched it, but you're right. They were probably throwing some competitions, I'm sure. I'm sure I know
because you want to make your threat level very low, even on this season right now. You know, so many, you know, Keanu is winning a lot, but you know, those one competitions, it's their lives on the line, and it's against two other people. You know, yeah. A lot of people are throwing, they'll go to the diary room and say, well, I don't want it. You know, they don't,
yeah.
So you can't be big headed saying, you know, I beat them all, but I did beat them, but a lot of them probably threw it.
I still think it counts because it's a competition win. Oh, so
it counts. Yeah. I said, hey, if it wasn't for splitters, me and you wouldn't be doing this right now. I would have been the first out. They wouldn't have known who Donnie was.
But yeah, so coming home, winning America's, you know, favorite, like, did that feel nice? Were you, because you're a fan, did it matter to you, I guess?
Yeah, I liked it. It was very flattering. You know, these people that do these pre-interviews, and of course, people hate that when they say, had you rather win and be hated or lose and be loved? I knew I was going to work for a living, you know, $500,000, a single man, they're going to tax it. What's $320,000 going to do at 42 years old? I would rather be loved and lose the game. And I know that's horrible, but I got what I asked for. I was loved, and you know, life is good.
I think it makes sense for certain players to answer that way personally. But I will say I'm very upset that I have not seen you on another competition show, Donnie. And I know you mentioned Big Brother 22, and people are probably wondering have you had interest in doing another show?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Or my brother.
I really would. Like earlier on, you know, when I was 42 and I got back, I was messed up in the head. And then that whole Amazing Race thing didn't work out. I was thinking like, oh, I'd love a second chance at Big Brother. They're really dropping the ball. CBS could be making some bank with these shows like Big Brother OTT. You know, now they do the engagement thing. They should do an online thing. You know, since they throw that little TV show on Friday night, we know they ain't scared to do a little something. They should do reindeer games. They should do freaking Easter bunny games. The house is sitting there. People are craving to see alumni. And I know they hate a lot of people, but people like to hate people. If you put some bad guys in there with some good guys, they love it. That's why MTV for years, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I moved out when I was 21 years old. I got Cablevision for the first time in my life in 1992. I got MTV.
MTV. Back when
they had the, okay, so I caught the second season of The Real World. It was fascinating. It was more fascinating to me than these live feeds are for people. I was watching these people fight on the weekends. They were showing marathons. I was watching the same episodes over and over and over again. MTV took these Real Worlders and Road Rulers, and they made the challenge, and it's still going right now. Why don't CBS do something like that? You know, why don't they take the Survivor, the Amazing Race, the Big Brother alumni, have some type of competition? It don't even have to be the challenge. It could be the reindeer game. They could have a OTTs type season at Christmas time or in January and put only Survivor people in it for one season. The Big Brother fans would love it. You know how many women you can get if you do a 21 or 28 day season? You could get a lot. People cannot leave family, kids. Men can't leave responsibilities. They would get quality players if they'd done something like this.
You're preaching to the choir. I completely agree. And I think what happens is, you know, they're like, they don't take advantage of all this talent they've built over the years. And then, you know, Peacock or Netflix is swooping in and then they're all upset about it. And I'm like, guys, it's been here all along. You could have done something. Right. They get a little salty, it seems like, when people go on other shows. It's like, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't not get
if you don't use them, you lose them. If you don't use them, you lose them.
Exactly. So,
yeah. I could definitely, like in the wintertime, I could definitely do a 21 to 28 day season. Absolutely. A lot of women with kids could, you know, leave probably for a 21 day thing. You know, they should think about something like that. They could get good quality players and they could get some Survivor people. They'd love to see, you know, everybody says, you know, which is the hardest? All of them Survivor people, of course they're saying theirs is the hardest. Throw them in there and let them see. Ceri done told the truth.
Yep. It's no joke. It's psychologically crazy.
Now, I couldn't do Survivor. I can't swim.
Oh, really?
I'd drown. Yeah.
You can get some swimming lessons now.
I don't know. I went this long. I did take swimming lessons one time, and I've never drowned it, but I've never been, like, you know, fighting in the water and jumping in the, I don't know. I just couldn't. I do like it. I used to like Survivor better than Big Brother because I started watching, you know, it came on first in the year 2000. I've watched a lot of reality shows. I still think they should reboot The Real World.
I know. Yeah. They did, and then it got canceled again.
Yeah, it started going online and stuff like that. But I think, you know, they cram ridiculous down in everybody's throat when they should do a reality show like that. Because I like them housewives. I just love to see them fight. The New York ladies, they need to bring the old school New York ladies back. I want to see some drunk Dorinda on my TV screen.
Yes. Well, speaking of Dorinda, I'm assuming you watched Traitors, didn't you?
Oh, I watch every English speaking one. I watch Australia, New Zealand, Canada, UK, and I think there's going to be one at the end of this month. I think it's Ireland. It's going to be English speaking, so we're going to watch it.
Yep. I'm very excited.
UK is very good.
UK is the best one.
New Zealand's good too. It's very simple. It's like season 10 of Big Brother. It's back to the basics. Yeah, Canada's pretty good. I like the host on the Canada version. But I do like
she's great.
I would love to do the Traitors because you know, I don't know how long it's taped, but you know it couldn't be more than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
it's 2 weeks.
Long. And then you go to Scotland, you see that pretty castle, and that would be so fun. I would be a terrible traitor. You know, it's hard to lie, but I would love to be a good old faithful in there. That would be so fun.
Donnie, I would love this for you. I think we should make this happen. I think that could be fun.
Like you said, I got so many votes to not never be on another TV show.
Exactly. It's actually wild. You have America telling you these are the best players. We voted for them. And it's like, what do you do with them? Nothing. Yeah.
But I probably can never live up to that again. You know, you always heard, you know, I was so light that I'd probably stick my foot in my mouth if I ever done anything again. So I should just ride off into the sunset.
See, I'm of the belief that, like, you really, I don't change a person's legacy of Big Brother with their other shows. So like Dan not doing as well on the Traitors, it doesn't change what I thought about his Big Brother game for me.
Yeah,
I know other people.
Yeah. I like the template of the Traitors. I enjoy it. I do. I like the way they so cookie cutter, how they do their little competitions, how they do the little round table, how they do it's ah, they're very wise about that. Mm. They can just do that forever. And then they throw people from other shows to get their fan base. They're geniuses. And CBS needs to take advantage of all these Survivor people. I mean, they're really throwing some Survivor people, but you know, they got a bigger pool than, you know, what they show.
That's true. There, would you do reindeer games?
Of course. It's like in the wintertime. You know, I mow my grass, I mow my brother's grass, I mow my mama's. Summertime, it's a little hectic-er, but like reindeer games is in the winter. It's only, I don't know how long it was. It couldn't have been more than a couple weeks, 3 weeks at the most. Of course I could do reindeer games.
All right. I'm feeling we're going to see Donnie on TV in the next year or two. I know it's going to happen. I really want it to happen.
I've been working. I walk 10,000 steps a day. I don't do any crazy weightlifting because I'm 53. I don't want to throw something out. Do my push-ups, but I walk 10,000 steps. I weigh 160 pounds with my clothes on and my shoes on. And when I retired, I weighed 183. So I am staying in shape. I've been thinking about getting rid of this ugly old gray beard, but.
I think it looks good, Donnie. I think you look good with gray.
It's like skunk. There's this dark spot. Looks like a skunk.
Yeah, but it's character.
I reckon. I see it every day, and it's all. If I let it grow long, it sticks up and sticks in my nose and stuff. So, we'll see. Maybe somebody will call one day.
They will. Oh, please. But wait, I have a couple more questions. One is, looking back, do you ever play the what if game? Like, are you someone that's like, oh, I wish I did this? Or are you happy with how you played your Big Brother game, I guess?
I'm pretty happy. You know, there was, if it still played out the same, you know, I would have went home first if it wasn't for splitters. I would have went home. So it was meant to be the way it was. My likability kicked in. They used it to send other people home. My likability kicked me out. My likability got me America's Favorite. So I couldn't say I would change anything. There was nothing. Even looking back, I really didn't learn anything that would help me. I knew a lot anyway, but there's nothing you can do. You know, even if you know everything, there's nothing you can do. And then
that's
like,
a great point.
When I first got into the diary room, it's this black room. It has a camera, just black, and it has this microphone. It was so weird. It's weird for me to have these in my ears because this is not normal for me in life. So it was very weird. But day 50 roll around, you wanted to be called to the diary room because these people that you were talking to wasn't after you. They wasn't shunning you. That it was so refreshing to be around people that wasn't judging you or not. Oh, it was like therapy to get called to the day five. You would think of your family and it would make you cry. Just sitting there thinking of your family, you'd just start crying. Day 30, you never thought about them no more. I mean, you'd have to make yourself think of like your family because you're running scenarios. You're thinking of, it is a weird, weird game. There's a lot of seconds in a minute. There's a lot of minutes in an hour and a lot of hours. And it was long. People just don't. Those people that endure the live feeds, God bless their souls. But to be there alone in the backyard, it was, I'd rather be alone than with some of those people at the time. But it was hard. It was really hard.
Did you, you know, when you did watch the season back, like you said, I feel like you pretty much always had a pulse on what was going on, but was there anything that did surprise you when you watched the show?
No, even like, you know, people seem to think, you like, if Derek had went in and said I was a police officer, I don't think it'd be a big deal. You know, now the way the shows are now, people might say, you know, let's get him because he's a cop because of the way the world is. But, you know, I don't know why that would have been a big deal of hiding that you're a cop, no more than if you're a lawyer or a college professor or anything else. So, you know, by learning he was a cop, it didn't make, you know, I didn't think it was no big deal. You know, maybe if he's a detective, we might think, well, but still, it was no big deal. you don't get to bring your guns and stuff. You just come in with the same bag that everybody else have. I don't think it was an advantage.
I'm sure there's not a lot of, there's cops that aren't that smart too. So
yeah. What he had in his head was the big advantage, but as far as being a cop, it, well, I don't see how it was. So nothing shocked me, you know? So
what do you, speaking of, you're watching this season, a lot of people, I think it doesn't even, again, it doesn't even matter, but so many people were like, going to lie about their jobs. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, but like I say, for like the targets in the beginning, any little thing could make that target. Like I knew that me being older, not having stuff in common, you know, like if all these people talk about college things, they talk about the same music, they're outsiders. If someone on the other side of the house don't want to rock the boat with them people because they're fitting in with them. So if we vote them out, we might make enemies. Me being the older lone person, what kind of enemies was it going to make? It was an easy first vote, and I don't blame them. I knew it was going to be. I knew I would go in there and be, if I was the oldest, that I would be the first target. But I knew it wasn't, like, game-related. But until I watched it, and they said, Donnie ain't got no hairs on his leg. Oh, Caleb says, Caleb was in the Army. He's like, oh, he was in the military, probably Special Forces. Now, that was some hilarious stuff.
Right that was there. Hilarious. So good.
So it was amazing. It was amazing. Things that we endure.
Thank you for doing this. It's just been like really fun sort of reminiscing. And I'm curious, I guess my last question is just like, yeah, like overall, you know, when you think about Big Brother, is this something that, you know, brings joy to you? There's like a hint of like pain and or I guess, what do you think and feel about your experience overall?
Yeah. It's a positive experience. Even though all those minutes and seconds felt negative at some time, it was so positive. I'm so glad I done it. The experience I've had with those people, everybody, the first out, Joey. I mean, if I would see them right now, we're not huggers. Our family don't hug. We don't, you know, there is some emotion that's with these people that I'll carry till I die. Derek, Frankie. You know, what can you actually say? You know, they're busy with their lives. You couldn't text them to let them know how much they mean to you. So you don't call them, you don't text them. But it is amazing how you have this attachment to these people that you only spent 2 weeks with, 3 weeks with. Seeing Devin on your podcast, oh my goodness, it was so good. It was like seeing it was more than seeing a cousin. It was like seeing a brother. It was amazing. So I hope you can do a lot more with people from season 16, because I would love to see Christine's. I'd like to know her headspace of how she thought she was going to infiltrate those guys toward the end. I would love to know. But, you know, you're buying time. You know, if you think, well, if I make it here, I'll make it there. And there's why I understand that. But I'd love to hear her mindset.
Yep. Girl's got to text me back. She agreed to do it. She's like, I'll definitely do it. But, you know, I think she has a kid now. She has a lot going on, but we'll figure it out.
Of course.
But thank you so much for watching. Also, that's really nice that you said that, because that interview meant a lot too, because I know he was like very nervous about it and opened up a lot with a lot of the stuff that he was going on, you know, in the house.
He was the biggest person I ever seen physically in my life. Like when we wasn't supposed to talk to each other. And so that morning of, you know, they tell us not to look, not to talk. So they opened these doors and I walked out into this hallway and there was Frankie. So I looked away. You know, I didn't have to, but I looked away. We walked down through the outside compound. There was workers working. People were saying, Duck Dynasty, I'm pulling for you, Duck Dynasty. And then we get to the outside of the house and I see Devin ride up. I thought he was security. He was massive. And then I seen him grab the little bag and I'm like, uh-oh. Who in the world will vote him out? He's so intimidating. He was a big guy. It was every little experience, every little, like meeting those people, all those great characters, seeing them on stage, seeing Julie Chen. It is just amazing. You watch her in the series in real life. You know how people like you freak out and all that, because I was freaking out when I seen Julie Chen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I love you, Donnie, because you're a fan too. Like you're on the show, America's favorite, but you're also a fan at heart, which is, I love that. But yeah, thank you again. You took so much time. You didn't have to do that. So I really appreciate you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is home.
Win the season, win the season.